wonderful, beautiful Friday morning. I love the temperatures are starting to cool down. Praise God. You know I like that because I run a little hot. So I like the cool weather. But so anyway, I have the pleasure of introducing a dear friend to me. She's been a part of my family personally for 9 on 10 years now. Praise God. So Melissa Swindle is here to bless us and minister to us this morning. And she has launched out into her own ministry. She's going to tell you more about that today. And we just want to bless her. And I know you're going to receive something really good from her today. And, you know, if Mark, my husband, if he was here, he would tell you, Melissa can, she can preach about just anything. She's so well versed in the Word of God and in her relationship with God. She knows how to hear Him. So she's a trusted voice today. I want you to know that. And so I just welcome her up. Come on up. Praise God.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Glory to God. I'm so honored to be on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Amen. So some of you might just be seeing my face for the very first time. My name is Melissa Swindle, and I had the honor and privilege of being a part of this ministry for 13 years. So I came here from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, I wasn't born in Tulsa, but I went to Bible school there. And after I graduated from Bible school, I stayed and worked and helped there at a place called Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Who's ever heard of, if you've heard of Kenneth Copeland, I hope you've heard of Kenneth E. Hagin, right? If you haven't, I got some books for you to read, all right? So I'm a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center. I helped there at Kenneth Hagin Ministries for 7 years at the Prayer and Healing Center. And then I'm so grateful that the head of the church, Jesus Christ, sent me to be a part of the church family at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And so I want to say thank you for introducing me this morning, Miss Stephanie. I see so many familiar faces, people that I love, who are my family, that I'm close with. And Miss Iva did so much for me as a woman of God. You know, she's over the prayer ministry here. Those of you that don't know it, I'm sure if you don't, you do. She ministered to me so much, helped me so much in my life and my call and my ministry and all the years that I was here. And then, of course, Pastor George and Terry Pearsons, the pastors of all pastors, right? So I call Pastor George the love pastor. Who of his in this room has experienced that love that just oozes out of him? And then our beloved Pastor Terry, the pastor and the prophet. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We need both. Amen. And you know what? Love isn't always ooey gooey. That's one thing I learned at this ministry, that love rejoices in the truth. And so I'm so grateful that from their ministry, Pastor George and Terry, I received the love of God. I got pastored. They helped develop me, loved on me. I got to travel the world with them while I was here and had the opportunity to serve. Who in here can say serve? Serve. I got to serve in the ministry here for 13 years, and I've done a little bit of everything. So from leading prayer to heading up evangelism. I used to lead the music. Can you believe that? Yeah. And, let's see what else. I did all kinds of things here, but it was my honor to serve at this ministry. So I used to spend many Friday mornings here with all of you. Many Friday mornings. And I was sowing to the Spirit. I was sowing to my future. I was sowing to my destiny. So I was driving here today. You know, I live just out of my relationship with God. I don't all of a sudden start praying just because I'm going to preach. You know what? I'm a believer all the time. I have a relationship with Jesus all the time, not just when I'm going to get ready to preach. So I was talking to Jesus, praying in tongues, and he was talking to me. I said, Holy Ghost, what do you want to say to these people this morning? Because, you know, I would come to this room and my life would get changed. I would receive answers. And today you will receive answers. Because the same Holy Ghost that's in me is the same Holy Ghost that's in you, and he's the Spirit of truth. You know, one of my best friends is Aubrey Pearson's Oaks, Pastor George and Terry's daughters. And one time the Lord said to her that Jesus, he's our eternal companion. And he is our eternal companion. You know, I learned that at Rhema when I was a student and I was going to something called prayer school every day. And I was learning that I knew the Holy Ghost. I heard the voice of God. I could pray out the plans and the purposes of God. And thank God for ministry gifts and thank God for our pastors. But you know what? Pastor George and Terry didn't go home with me every night. They didn't tuck me in my bed every night. I can't take them with me when I go to Argentina next week. But the Holy Ghost is our eternal companion. He will never leave us or forsake us. He's with us always. When I go to prayer, I'm not looking somewhere else here. I'm just looking on the inside. So today as I'm speaking, it's not Melissa speaking to you or your old friend that you know, even though I am. I mean, your young friend. Your young friend that you know. But the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. And I believe today as I'm speaking that the Spirit of God wants to speak to you concerning the will of God and the call of God. You know, our call is born with us and it's eternal. And it never changes. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, the Holy Ghost is never going to leave you. And that thing, that assignment, that purpose, and that call that was deposited in you at birth, the reason that you were born in the earth, it will never leave you. And you're responsible before God for it. Well, what's that call? Your first call is what? It's to him. Your first call is to him, to Jesus, the head of the church. Everybody in this room's not maybe going to stand up with the microphone and have a fivefold ministry, but every single one of you were born, with a purpose and a divine destiny and a calling. So your first calling is to what? It's to him. It's to him. Spending time with him, fellowshipping with him, being with him, knowing him, being intimate with him. You know, as a young lady and as a single lady, you know, I can remember being at Rhema and getting excited about a boy calling me. Oh, y'all don't want me to go there? I will anyway. And I had an old boyfriend. I know nobody in here has had one of those. But I had an old boyfriend that I needed to cut loose. But that brother kept on calling me. And you know what? I would just sit there and listen to him. And, you know, because it made my flesh feel good. And I remember one night the Holy Spirit said to me, I knew I needed to end that relationship, and I did, praise God, thankfully. But the Holy Spirit said to me, you know, Melissa, I love you. I'd love to stay up and talk to you all night long. But, you know, a lot of times we try to get from people what we can only get from God. I don't care how godly your mate is. I don't care how anointed they are to preach. I don't care how full of the Holy Ghost they are. There are some things you're only going to get from Jesus. He's the only one that's never going to let you down and who can meet all your needs. And he's the only one that knows everything about you. You don't have to go through a 10-hour counseling session with him. Well, you know, I just wanted to update you on what's going on with me. And then now, how can you help me? Hey, who here? No, you know me, I call a girlfriend. I'm like, girl, this is what's going on. I need to update you. What do you think about that? You know what? You never have to update God. He's always up to date on what's going on with you. He's always up to date on what's going on with you. But what happens a lot of time, now I believe in ministry gifts. The Bible says the fivefold ministry gifts are given for what? They're given for our benefit. They're God's gift to us. Why does God give us gifts? Why does God give us Pastor George and Terry? Why does God give us apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists to build us up, to mature us so that we do the work of the ministry? And that's not just being a pulpit minister. It's the believer's anointing so that you're going to grow up and do something for God. Whether or not you ever got a microphone in your hand, you got a call before God. But you know what? Pastor George and Terry, they didn't call me. They didn't call you either. God called you. So if God called you to be a part of Eagle Mountain International Church, that's between you and the Lord, not you and Pastor George and Terry. And it's not their responsibility for them to keep you here or for you to keep your heart right or for you to be faithful. You know, God doesn't reward gifts. He rewards faith. I know I am where I am in my life, in my ministry today, because I served another man's ministry, and I was faithful. I was faithful. I was faithful. But you know what I had to learn to do? I had to learn to get to know Jesus and the Holy Ghost for myself. I couldn't call Pastor George and Terry night and day. Now, I'm grateful I had a divine relationship with them. They probably would have picked up their phone. And there's many times that I needed them that they did. But you know what? What are you going to do if you can't get a hold of somebody? It's in the middle of the night. Who are you going to talk to? I don't even have to go to God and talk for 45 minutes for him to update on what's going on with me. He knows everything. And he knows everything about everybody. And he knows more about you than you know about yourself. And he's a good counselor. If you need some counseling, you know what you need to do? You need to open up your Bible and read it. And then do what it says. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Your problem's not with the devil. Your problem is your soul. If you're born again, you already have a new nature living on the inside of you. Now what you need to do is renew your mind to who you are in Christ. You already are complete in him. Melissa had to get a revelation that she didn't have to count on some boy from Bible school calling her, telling she pretty and she cute and I love you. I already got somebody that loves me and his name is Jesus. Everybody in this room, whether you're a man or woman, you have someone who loves you perfectly, who knows everything about you, who made you, designed you. But you've got to get your mind renewed to who you are in him. That's what I had to do. Y'all probably all real different from me. I know your hair's not as big as mine, but y'all probably don't have to deal with your crazy thinking, stinking, thinking like I did. But you know what? God's not going to renew your mind for you. God's not going to take authority over the devil for you. God's not going to make you take your fork and put it down. God is the Holy Spirit. He's not an evil spirit. Evil spirits force you, press you, try to pressure you and make you do stuff. The Holy Spirit leads you, guides you, prompts you. So he might say, you know what? You don't need to call your best friend today. Maybe you need to read your Bible. Maybe you need to pray in tongues. And I'm not talking about emergency tongues. Who knows what emergency tongues is? Y'all know what emergency tongues is? If you don't know, let me tell you. Okay, so, like, I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost as a very young girl. Actually, when I was, this is going to go live, but it's just the truth. When I filled out my paperwork for Rhema, they want to know, when did you get saved and when did you get filled with the Holy Ghost? I had to meet with my mom. I said, Mom, I remember how old I was when I got saved, but I don't remember. I said how old I was when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I couldn't just remember ever since this certain time just praying in tongues. I don't remember anybody praying for me. I don't remember anybody laying hands on me. I think I just heard my mom doing it. I knew it belonged to me. I just stepped out and did it by faith. But you know what? Before I went to Rhema, I never prayed in tongues on purpose for my own spiritual edification. I did what I call emergency tongues. Emergency tongues is when you're in trouble because you're disobeying God. Or you did things your own way, and you got an emergency. Like, for example, maybe I was really testing the speed capabilities of my vehicle and the ministry of the State Department of Texas pulls up behind me and would like to know what my credentials are. So I'm while he's there back there doing his thing, I'm in my car doing emergency tongues. Oh, bracata, bracasi, de, because I'm in trouble. because I was doing something I knew I shouldn't have done. But you know what? God's merciful. I said, Jesus, I repent. Forgive me for speeding. I knew I should have been speeding. But Lord, just get have mercy. Oh, bracasa, bracadede. Yeah. But you know, I never prayed in tongues unless I was in trouble. I could have avoided a lot of trouble if I just would have did what the word says, renew my mind, which says submit to authority. My God. Most of us, if we would just submit to authority, it would fix most of our problems. You know, most people's problems would get fixed if they just get in a church and be faithful. Even if it was a denominational church. But you know what? Nobody wants to do that. They don't want to submit. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. Oh, the church just wants my money. All Walmart wants is your money. So get in a church, serve, be faithful, and tithe. If you're not tithing, you're not submitting. Pastor George and Terry ain't begging you to tithe. They don't need your money. But you need to tithe. But see, that's a part of renewing your mind. Do I really believe what God's word says concerning finances? Do I really believe what God's word says about submission and authority, that that's for my protection? God, all authority is from God. Even when I was, you know, testing, you know, the capabilities of my vehicle. Well, I already knew what the standard was. Don't speed. Well, you know why they don't want us to speed? It's for our protection. But when you don't submit to that, you get out from under the bounds of that covering of protection. And then people get mad. Well, why they got to pull me over? Why they got to do? Why they gonna talk about finances from the pulpit? Why they're going to talk about this or that? But it's part of renewing your mind. Doing what the word says. And then you got to pray in tongues. Well, what about praying in tongues? So I'm only praying in tongues when I got an emergency. When I'm doing something stupid I know I shouldn't be doing. So now I got myself in some trouble. So I'm depending on God to bail me out. But you know what? He's faithful. He'll bail us right out. If you just repent, say, oh, Jesus, forgive me. He's faithful. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I would only pray in tongues for emergencies. But I learned when I went to Rhema and I went to prayer school that I could pray in tongues on purpose anytime I wanted to for my own spiritual edification. What's that mean? To build myself up. And I also learned that the Holy Spirit has a futuristic ministry. It says the Holy Spirit in the book, in the Amplified, in John 16, it says that the Holy Spirit reveals, transmits, decrees, and declares the things that are to come and that will happen in the future. Do you know that there are some things that I'm doing in my ministry today that the Lord showed me when I was a student at Rhema in prayer school? But some things you will never see and you will never know if you don't renew your mind with the word of God and you don't take your tongue and make it do its duty and talk in tongues. It's called speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit's not going to take you over and make you speak in tongues. He's the Holy Spirit. He's not an evil spirit. But you know, a lot of us, we've got the advantage. We've got the greater one on the inside, but he's all locked up in there. You don't let him out. You won't make your mouth do its duty. You won't speak in tongues on purpose. So I went to Rhema and I learned I could pray in tongues on purpose anytime I wanted to for my own spiritual edification. And I learned I could pray out the plans of God ahead of time. That I didn't have to try to play catch up and I didn't have to pray in emergency tongues. If I would discipline myself on purpose and speak in another tongue, I could pray out my destiny years ahead of time. And then that way, I'm not being led by the devil trying to put out fires. There's a lot of things we could bypass in life. And actually, I know I've bypassed a lot of hell. By praying in the Holy Ghost. It kept me from marrying the wrong person because I prayed in tongues. Because the Holy Ghost knows things we don't know. He sees things we don't see. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the truth-giving Spirit. But you, there are some things you're not going to see. There's some things you're not going to know if you're not speaking, if you're not taking your tongue on purpose by faith, laying hold of the plans and the purposes of God and getting out ahead of the devil. Instead of going, oh, I got this problem over here. I got this bill over here. I got that. What? Who are you being led by? Are you being led by the Holy Ghost? Or are you being led by all these distractions and problems from the devil? I was a member of this church for 13 years. Did I say that already? And going to this church is like going to Bible school. I would say when I first came here, I said, my God, the word that these people get going to this church, it's the same word I got training as a minister for the full-time ministry. That's the level of word that you get just coming to church on Sunday. But some of you won't come on the regular. Oh, you're too tired, or it's raining, or you don't feel good, or you whatever your thing is. You know, a lot of times, I remember I used to see people in the lobby, not at this church, other churches, when the service started. And this is the same person that's calling me, begging me to pray for them, and wanting counseling because they're in trouble. But then when the service starts and the man and woman of God are in there with the anointing, with the answer to their problem, they out in the lobby having coffee. And their answer is in the sanctuary. But that's one thing I love about this ministry. We honor the anointing. And if you'll honor the anointing, if you'll honor the man of God, the woman of God, the word of God in the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you won't go through half of the mess you've been going through. You got to make a decision today. I'm going to do what it takes. Because Pastor George and Terry aren't going to do it for you. They can't come to your house and do your praying. Just like they're not going to come to your house and do your dishes. And they're not going to get you out of bed in the morning and brush your teeth. It's just we need to grow up. You know, I had to get a revelation. I had to grow up. You don't wake up every day feeling like you want to brush your teeth or brush your hair. And you know what? Really, you don't have to. But it's going to affect you. And it's going to affect the way people are around you. You don't have to pray in tongues. You don't have to read your Bible. And you don't have to come to church. And you don't have to honor the man and woman of God. And you don't have to tithe. But here's the tip. It's not going to go well with you if you don't. So I'm talking about the will of God and the call of God. So I went to Rhema. I stayed there at that ministry for 7 years. I worked at the Prayer and Healing Center. And I traveled. And then God sent me here. I was here for 13 years. And I took my gift. I didn't show up here and say, hey, by the way, I just preached last week at a church in Brazil in front of 30,000 people. Y'all ready for me? Y'all want me to preach this Sunday? No. I sure didn't. I didn't tell anybody I went to Rhema. I didn't say I went to Bible school. I didn't say I got a gift. Don't you want me to preach? Where's the microphone? You know what I did? I came and I sat in the back. And they said they got a membership class. Every church has a culture. Pastor George and Terry Pearsons are the pastors of this church. So you know what that means? That means they got the vision. You don't have the vision. So you take whatever you think your vision is, you take whatever you think your little ministry is, and you submit it and you bring it up under them. And as you do, your ministry will flourish and grow. I've seen it in my own life. And that's whether or not you've got a pulpit ministry or not. It'll make your marriage better. It'll make your marriage better. It's making my marriage better. My husband needs to write them a big check to Pastor George and Terry Pearson's. Tell them thank you for all the training that they gave me. But what are you going to do with the will of God and the call of God? They can't do it for you. And Jesus is already done all he's going to do. Oh, Jesus, help me. He's already helped you. But we don't take hold of the help he's given us because we're lazy. You know why I can say that? Because I was lazy. I wanted to call my mama to pray for me. I wanted to call my friends to pray for me. I didn't want to do the work I needed to do to get in the face of God for myself to get what I needed from him that he already gave me. Y'all gonna call me the love pastor like Pastor George. I'm so sweet and soft that way. I got that impartation from him. But you know, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God's purpose and God's call for you, it's never gonna leave. That means no matter what you do, no matter where you go, whether you're rebellious or whether you're obedient, it's still there and you're gonna have to stand before God for it. And what's that call? The first call is to him. The second call is the call of the believer. Well, what's that call? It says believers shall lay hands on the sick. Believers shall cast out devils. Believers are supposed to be preaching the gospel, not just preachers. Oh, don't get me on that because that's my thing, boo. That's my thing. That's why Ephesians says, that's why the ministry gifts are given to us to teach us how to do the work of the ministry. So that you go out into whatever your world is and in your house, your family, your kids, your sphere of influence, and you preach the gospel, and you propagate the kingdom of God. So the will of God and the call of God. Let's go to Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 5, because this is Friday prayer. Remember I told you I got my life changed here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Let's read this. I'm going to read from the King James. It says, and when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites. You know, one thing when I started reading this and studying this a couple months ago, I notice it says when you pray. When are you praying? Are you praying when you're not at Friday prayer? Are you counting on Ava to dig you out of a ditch? I came to prayer a couple times like that. I'm just being honest. I was in a ditch. I needed some help. But it wasn't anybody else's fault I was there but me. But you know what? God's faithful. He'll help people. But you know what? Every day I had to choose. Every day you're going to have to choose. Because Friday is just one day. What about Saturday? What about Sunday? What about Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday? When are you praying? When are you praying? When are you praying? When are you praying? It says, and when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. For verily I say unto you that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, this is verse 6, enter into your closet, and when you do, shut your door and pray to your Father which is in secret. And your Father, which is in secret, shall reward you openly. You know, I just didn't show up one day and they asked me to preach a Friday prayer. I didn't show up one day and just all of a sudden I was in France with Pastor George and Terry preaching. I was doing some things in secret. I was building my relationship with God. I was spending time in the Word of God. I was serving the man and woman of God. I was tithing. I was giving. I was praying in tongues. And then it looks like all of a sudden, well, why does she get to do that? Well, boo, you don't know what I was doing when you weren't looking. But God does. He's our rewarder. He's the one that's going to promote us and lift us up. Hallelujah. It says, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Now, the third time in verse 7, he says, but when you pray. So three times he's saying, when you pray. You know what you need to be thinking about? Is when am I praying? When am I praying? Am I praying when I need to be praying? Am I spending time with God the way I need to be spending time with God? And it's not all about, you know, being on lockdown in your basement, you know. If you got a husband and kids, you got to make it work. You got a job, you got to make it work. That means you might have to get up early or go to bed late or pray in tongues in your car or listening to teaching. So the third time it says, when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Now, let me just tell you something. We're in the Word of Faith camp, and I thank God for the Word of Faith. It saved my life. It delivered me. But you know what I got a revelation of being at this ministry? My faith cannot be in my confessions. And repeating a prayer or a confession over and over again. Because that's not my answer. The answer is my faith in God, in that word that I put in my mouth. I have to have faith in God. Not faith in my faith. Not faith in my confession. Not faith in myself. Not faith in my associations. But my faith, my heart, my trust must be in God. Not in reciting some confession and prayer. And thank God for confessing the word of God. Do we need to confess the word? Do we need to put the word in our mouth? Yes. But it's not speaking one scripture 100 times. And who here has done that? I've done it. Oh, I'm going to work this baby. But you know what? That's good. At least I was sitting in the Holy Ghost. What are you doing? You having fun over there? You've got to put your faith in God when you're speaking. So you're not using vain repetitions as the heathen do because they think they'll be heard for their much speaking. I used to think if I just say this enough, it'll make it so in my life. But that's not true. I had to believe it in my heart. I had to receive the engrafted word, which was able to save my soul. So that I could say something one time and know that God heard me and that my faith is in God. I don't have to try to work it up. It's already working. They think they're going to be heard for their much speaking. But don't be like them. For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Now, it doesn't say don't ask, and it doesn't say don't make confessions. It says don't make vain repetitions like the heathen do because they think they'll be heard for their much speaking. After this manner, therefore, pray. This is how you're going to pray, and this is how we're going to pray today because we're going to pray up in here. We're going to teach about prayer, and then we're going to demonstrate prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray you. This is how we're going to pray. This will change your prayer life. This will change your life. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Oh, but then Jesus got to throw this in. Try to mess me up. Try to just straighten my life out. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. You know, our faith camp, we big on that bit, Mark 11:23-24. Hey, I went to the Bible school in the church where they got the face shield on the top, okay? But I had to learn to put my faith in God. And that even when I'm speaking, even when I'm saying, when I stand praying, I better be forgiven. A lot of you, you don't have answers to your prayers because you have unforgiveness in your heart. If you've been praying for more than 1 year about something's off. And it ain't Jesus. And it ain't the word. It's you. So one of the first places you need to check, I can already tell you, according to Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, is check up on your forgiver. And I can see here through Matthew 6, you got to forgive. What's that mean? Well, you know, Melissa, I don't have unforgiveness against anybody, you know. I just, you know, everybody, but, you know, I'll cut them if they do that again. 70 times 7, you got to forgive. That don't mean you got to be in close relationship. If you ain't married to them, sometimes you got to draw a healthy boundary. But you still got to forgive. Well, what's that mean? You know, the Bible says if you have ought against any. What's ought? Ought is, you ever thought this? You know, they ought not do that. And they ought to do this. If you have ought in your heart against any. And you know, sometimes you can be in unforgiveness with yourself. You know, the scripture talks about you can oppose yourself. Some of us, as we're opposing ourselves because of judgments or criticisms or things or ought that we have about. If I would have just done this 20 years ago, things wouldn't be the way they are now. I've just forfeited the whole call of God. I guess the blood of Jesus isn't big enough. I'm never going to make it. I just sit here and feel sorry for myself. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus is bigger. The force of righteousness is bigger. So forgive. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But listen to verse 15. But if you don't forgive men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Then it says something else real interesting that just changed my whole life in ministry and really catapulted my ministry in a whole new way. Verse 16, it says, moreover, when you fast, talk about praying three times and then all of a sudden you want to bust out a fasting on me. Moreover, when you fast, I got to be fasting, you know, but I live a fasted life. Oh, really? You live a fasted life? Okay. All right. You live a fasted life. It says, moreover, when you fast, and this ain't talking about fasting Facebook. This is talking about food. Now, I believe in fasting Facebook. It says if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cut it off. So whatever your thing is, if it's offending you and it's causing you to waste time, steal time, get offended because you see somebody at a party you weren't invited at, then maybe you need to pluck off your Facebook. But this right here is talking about food. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. These hypocrites, they're all up in here. Of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. For verily I say unto you that they have the reward. You know something I got a revelation of? Is I knew about praying. I knew how to pray in the Holy Ghost. I knew how to pray and confess the word. But I didn't do much fasting. But this is all connected. If you were a good Catholic, you should have already known this prayer. You should have already been able to confess it, preach it better than I do. But connected to when you pray, don't do vain repetitions. Forgive. Our Father, your will be done. Your kingdom come. He says to fast. Well, you know, a lot of times your flesh is screaming so loud you won't obey God. There were some things that the Holy Ghost had been telling me to do for years that I wouldn't do because I was afraid. Oh. Did I say that? Yes, I did. I was afraid. And my flesh was ruling me in that area. And I'm not just talking about my body, fleshly thinking. Fasting food will also crucify all the deeds of your flesh. And you can have fleshly, carnal thinking. And you got to kill it. And there were some areas of my life personally, some areas of my life financially, some areas of my life ministerially that I never moved over into in their fullness until I started fasting. And I made it a part of my life. Now, you ain't Jesus, so you're probably not going to get called to be on a 40-day fast. But some of us could use it. I probably at one point could have done a 40-day fast and been real all right. But fasting, praying in the Holy Ghost. But all of these things are not for you to pray your will. Who here has ever had their own plan? Ishapata site. Or God shows you something, you but that's right, Holy Ghost. I know you were trying to tell me that. I know you're going to do that. And I know just how it's going to happen. So let me talk to so-and-so and then connect them with this person. And then we're going to do it. You know, something can be God's will, but you try to make it happen in your flesh. That's why Paul said, he says, who has bewitched you? You started in the spirit and now you're going to try to finish it in the flesh? God is smarter than you. That's why he tells us to talk in tongues, because it bypasses your head and whatever you think your little plan is, or how God's going to bring your money, or how God's going to move you to your next season, or how God's going to promote you, or how God's going to heal your body. Because the Bible says that nobody knows the spirit of man except the spirit of man within him. Some of us, you don't even know why you do what you do sometimes. But the only thing that will save your soul is the engrafted word of God, and the Holy Ghost will crucify the deeds of your flesh. That's what Romans 8 says. But you got to want God's will. I want to have God's will. And you know what? A lot of times God's will is not our will. Because most of the time what we pick is what's easy on our flesh. It doesn't cause you to have to grow up or to get up early or to stay away from the table or fast. And it's not by works. It's not about works. Jesus already did everything he's going to do, but we still got to deal with you, boo. We got to deal with your thoughts, your thinking, your flesh, your mouth. The Bible says no man can tame the tongue. That's why we speak in tongues. Only the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can tame our tongue. Because it's an unruly member. The whole course of our life is set by what? Our tongue. But God gave us the Holy Ghost whereby we can set the course of our life to the perfect will of God. According to Romans chapter 8. Let's turn there. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 real quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit of truth. Thank you, Lord. You are the Spirit of truth. Father, I thank you that today that my preaching and my teaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it is in the demonstration and the spirit of power, stirring in the minds of the hearers the most holy emotions, thus persuading them. Hallelujah. Let's read this. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, Romans chapter 8. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, and condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. How? Who walk not after the Spirit, but not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh, you know what you got to do to be in the flesh? Nothing. You know what you got to do to get stinky breath? Nothing. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You've got to make the things of the Spirit your focus. You got to make the Word of God your focus. You've got to make the house of God your focus. You've got to make the Spirit of God your focus. You got to make your relationship with Him your focus. It'll fix your finances. It'll fix your marriage. It'll fix everything. But sometimes we're too busy just doing nothing. And when you do nothing, you're really setting your mind on the things of the flesh. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. That's why the plan of God is not in your head. The plan of God in your head is not even subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So then that they are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. Woo! But you are in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Who in here has got the spirit of God on the inside of them? Amen. That's me. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Let's keep going here. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Verse 26. Wait, let me go back a little bit. Let me see. Yeah, that's what I want. It says, likewise, wait, let's go to verse 25. But if we hope for what we see not, who here's got something you want to see from God that you know already, Jesus already did for you, already told you, but you haven't seen it yet? Ask me how I know. That was me. But likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. I had to get serious with God. I had to miss some meals. I had to get up early, go to bed late. Make some changes in my schedule. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. What does that mean? Our infirmities, our weaknesses. That means your own inability to produce results. If you could have fixed your finances, you probably would have a long time ago. Hey, if it was up to me, Sister Melissa would have got married at Rhema when she was 22. If I could have made that happen for myself, I would have a long time ago. But you can't. The Holy Spirit, he's your helper. And your own inability to produce results in whatever these areas are of your life, the Holy Ghost, he says, when you know not what you should pray for as we ought, the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints, what? According to the will of God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Mark chapter 10. You know, the will of God requires your cooperation. Jesus already did everything he's going to do for you. He died on the cross. He went to hell, paid the penalty for all your sins. He died and he rose again. And then he gave you a tongue. He told you what to do with your tongue. He said, speak my words and speak in tongues. But, you know, a lot of times we don't want to do that. We don't want to speak the word. We don't want to speak in tongues. Well, you don't get his results. But Mark chapter 10. Verse 21. Now remember, I'm talking about the will of God and the call of God. And this is all connected to prayer. Mark chapter 10, verse 21. Now actually, this is talking about the young ruler. Anybody know anything about that rich young ruler? Now remember a minute ago, I knew that there were some things I was supposed to do that the Holy Ghost had been dealing with me for years about doing, but I didn't do them because why? I was afraid. What was I afraid of? I thought, oh my God, if I step out and do that, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to my cash money, Jesus? How am I going to make my car payment? How am I going to have a place to live? I don't have no natural husband that's going to pay all my bills for me. It's just me and Jesus. What am I going to do? But you know what? I mentally assented that I believed the word, but I really didn't because I never acted on it. But you know, the day I really got in faith, you know what I did? I said, bye-bye, put my house on the market, did my thing, and I obeyed what I was supposed to do for that next season in my life. But a lot of that got worked out of me by renewing my mind with the word, praying in tongues, and fasting. Okay, let's read verse 21. He was talking to the rich ruler. It says, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. You know, because God loves us, he tells us the truth. He tells us the truth. And the truth doesn't always feel good. It always doesn't feel like a pat on your shoulder and a kiss. But you know what? If a parent loves a child and it's running out in the street and a Mack truck is coming, it might not go, now, baby, honey, now, please don't go across the street right now. No. You're going to go, stop! Don't go that way. And then the baby goes, well, you're not walking in love with me. You're not really talking very nice to me. And Bible says you're supposed to walk in love with me. Well, meanwhile, that kid's going to get hit by a truck. But if you love them, love isn't always ooey-gooey. Love's going to move that parent to action. They're going to go out there, and they're going to snatch that kid and probably tackle them and throw them on the pavement on the other side of the street and save their life. But you know what? Sometimes the kid ain't happy about that. They go, you hurt me. I scratched my elbow on the sidewalk. But you just saved their life. You know, I didn't like it all the times when Pastor George and Terry told me, you know what? He's not for you. If you marry him, you'll forfeit the call of God on your life. Well, I didn't like that. My flesh didn't like it because he was fine and he was cute and I thought he was called to the ministry. But it saved my life. But it didn't feel real good at the time, but it was the truth. Anyway, that's all free. I ain't going to go into details about that because we know who's going to be listening to this, but it'll still set them free too. Okay, Matthew 10:21. It says, one thing you lack, go thy way, sell whatsoever you have and give it to the poor, that you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and take up your cross and follow me. Many of you that are in this room, you weren't born in Dallas. Many of you that are in this room didn't just grow up here and you've gone to church your whole life. Many of you, God sent you here from somewhere else. And you know what you had to do? You had to make some decisions. You go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to leave where I'm at. I had to make a decision. I'm going to leave Tulsa. And I had to, like, crazy favor at Tulsa. The Hagans knew me. I'm doing things. I'm, you know. But it was time for me to leave. I did things the right way. They blessed me. They sent me out. They sent me here. But I had to die to some things. But a lot of times we don't want to take up our cross to follow him. And it's not a one-time deal. It says, and he was sad at that saying. When I knew the Holy Ghost was dealing with me about selling my house and all that, I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, I didn't have faith that really sprang up in my heart at that time because my flesh was springing up louder. So he went away grieved because he had great possessions. I'm just going to look at my Bible and keep reading. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? I believe in prosperity. I believe in blessings. But don't let stuff have you. Don't waste years of your life because you're afraid. God is your source. He's the one that brought you here. And he's the one that's going to go with you wherever he sends you. Whether that's to the grocery store or to another nation. Jesus looked around about and said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches? The truth was that Sister Melissa was trusting in some riches. I said I was trusting God, but maybe I was really trusting that paycheck. And God can give you something. It was something I believe God, I used my faith for. But then what happened as I transferred my trust to that instead on him. Instead of the one that gave me that stream of income. He's the author of all streams of income. So let's keep reading. Okay, so it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, da-da-da. What's impossible? With men, it's impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible. This is what I wanted to get at here. It says, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we've left all to follow thee. Many of you have left all to follow him just to come to Eagle Mountain, just to come to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I did. I took my life in Tulsa, and I sowed it as a seed. But I had a great harvest when I got here. And I took my life in Dallas and I sowed it as a seed. Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. I would probably dare to say everyone in this room left somewhere and forsook their family and all this stuff I just read to be here. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now I want to go to Matthew 10:38, and then we're going to pray. So it's Mark 10. Now we're going to go to Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 33. Maybe let's go back a little farther because this is good. Let's go back to verse 27. For what I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear. Do you know I didn't write any of this down? I just have scripture verses. I'm getting all this, and I'm just speaking out what I'm hearing. It says, what you hear in the ear, that preach on the housetops. And fear not them which kills the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father knowing it? But the very hairs on your head are numbered. Listen as he keeps saying, fear not. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not. Listen, this is everybody in this room, including me. Think not that I have come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against his mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and fall after me is not worthy of me. But verse 39, he that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. You know, I decided as a 17-year-old girl to take my life and to give it to God. And God has made things happen for me that I could never make happen for myself in a million years. So one of the things that I've done, she said, tell about my ministry. I'm going to tell about what I'm doing. This year alone, I went to India. It was the first time I went there. I was there for 7 days, and I preached 26 times. I preached in a Bible school in a local church of 2,000 people. And the young people that come to this Bible school, they're there for 6 months. They go to Bible school Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And most of them are first-generation Christians. They're from the nations of China, Burma, India, Bhutan. And the moment they graduate, they're leaving to go back to their nation where it's illegal to even speak the name of Jesus, to start underground churches, to preach evangelism crusades. So I preached to them with fire in my belly, and I was determined to take everything that God ever taught me and deposit it into these students. And they would pray in tongues in that class with fire in their belly. Their Bible was their most precious possession. It's all they had. So I did that. I went to India. But you know what? It didn't feel good on my flesh. Flying for 2 days, even as a young woman, it doesn't feel good to your flesh. But I died to Melissa a long time ago. and going on that trip and preaching to those young people was one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done. So I've been to India. I preached in a Bible school there in a local church. I came back. I preached stateside, do women's conferences, preach in Bible schools, and preach at churches. Then I left and I went to Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. And I taught in that church on prayer. The pastor wanted, I'd come the year before and I did an evangelism crusade. Their church grew by 500 people. And so I was coming to do a prayer conference and to dedicate their new church. Because their church had grown so much, they had to build a new facility. Because evangelism got birthed and broke out on the people in the church. And you know, I told them about prayer. This is the pastor of the church. Pastor George and Terry are the pastors of this church. You're not the pastor. You don't have the vision. So you take what their vision is, you make it your vision. You take what God's given them, and you pray it, and you say it, and you speak it like it's yours. Because what you make happen for other people, God will make happen for you. That's where I am in my life and ministry today. Because I did that at the Hagans, and I did it here with the Copelands. So I taught them about prayer, submitting to the greater vision, using their authority, praying in tongues on purpose. I mean, I'm in India. These students are going to go back where it's illegal to preach the name of Jesus and put their life on the line to preach so that people's lives will be changed for eternity and we won't even open up our Bible or come to church. You can't even be to church on time on Sunday. Unacceptable. Or you don't want to serve. Or you're sick of serving. I've had a lot of Sundays I didn't feel like getting up at 4:30 to fix my hair and pray in tongues and read my Bible so I could go lead the music. But I did it anyway. And you know what? It was good for me. And it's good for you. So I've been to Bogota. Where did I go? I go to a nation a month. Then where did I go? I went to... Well, most recently, I just came back from Brazil, and I was there. I preached in local churches, and I did the same thing. The Lord had me teach on prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost, submitting to authority, and evangelism. So I was there for 2.5 weeks. I preached in some Rhema churches there and traveled around. I just came back, and I'm going to be leaving next week to go to Argentina. And my heart's desire is to see the Lord do in other men and women what he's done in me. Because he saved me from the pit. My life was dark. I was sad. I was depressed. I was miserable. My life was on the way to nowhere. Hell on earth. But Jesus, but the Holy Ghost, but the word of faith saved my life. So really kind of what I've been preaching here to you today is a lot of what I preach when I'm out and about. But I just don't preach when I'm at church, do I, Julie? You know, I like to stimulate the economy everywhere I go, every nation. That's my call. I carry prosperity. And when I live here, too, we go shopping. And you know what? If I'm gone for 5 minutes, what am I doing, Julie? I was leading somebody to the Lord around the corner. I didn't have a microphone in my hand. And it's not just because I'm a fivefold ministry gift. It's because I'm a believer. And every single one of you should be doing that. But you know what? When you care too much about you and you're so conscious about you, you're like, I don't want to say anything to them that God loves them. They might think I'm crazy. You know what? Everybody already thinks you're crazy anyway. Your family already thinks you're crazy. Right? They already think you're crazy. The people you probably care about the most. So why would you care what a stranger who's on their way to hell thinks about you when you go to say, you know what? I know you don't know me, but I just want to say, has anyone told you lately God loves you and he has a special plan for your life? I'm telling you, the love of God just arrests people, doesn't it, Julie? She's been with me out doing it. Elizabeth's been out with me. So all of that to say, I'm doing the will of God. But the will of God isn't just for me. And the will of God isn't just for me because I'm a fivefold ministry gift. The will of God for you was born with you because Jesus loves you. He has a plan and a destiny for you, brother. This is a great man of God right here. A faithful man. You know what the Bible says about faithfulness? It says the faithful shall abound in blessings. So you know what we're going to do today? We're going to pray. And we're going to pray about the will of God. And we're going to pray about the will of God concerning you. But you know how you can touch on the will of God concerning you? You can touch on the will of God by praying for your pastors and praying for the vision of this house. Because everything that happens with Pastor George and Terry, as long as they're your pastors, it's connected to you. So one last thing, if those of you that aren't connected to me and didn't know about me, you can hook up with me. Miss Ava told me I could share. I have a website. It's melissaswindle.com. If you're interested in connecting with my ministry, seeing my calendar, see what we do. I've got a blog on there. I'm updating my YouTube channel, and if you'd be interested in and partnering with us financially, it would be a great blessing, and you'll become a partaker of the grace that's on me. That's what one thing I learned about this. I'm a partaker of the grace and anointing that's on Pastor George and Terry and the Copelands just by giving money, just by taking my gift and bringing it under them. So you can hook up with me there at melissaswindle.com or on my Facebook. It's Melissa Swindle International Ministries. Amen. So I want everybody to stand to your feet. Let's change our position. Because I was preaching for a long time. But now we're going to make our mouth do what? What do you think we're going to do? We're going to pray in tongues and we're going to make our mouth do its duty. You know, faith is not passive. Faith is not passive. Faith is active. You know, I just want to pray in my heart. You know, it doesn't take all that, Melissa. You know, God's a God of love and grace. Yes, he is. God loves us so much that it moved him. He just didn't yell from heaven, hey, I love you. I hope it works out. It moved him to action. He not only said something, he did something. Amen? So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to lead us in prayer. We're going to pray for about 15 minutes. But this is the thing that we're going to do is we're going to follow the leader, and I'm leading today. So it'll probably be hard to be louder than me anyway because I'm pretty loud even without the microphone. But I'm sure Miss Ava's already taught y'all. Pastor Terry's taught you, all those that are around here. Don't try to pray louder than me. You don't have to prove to me today how spiritual are you. I know you're spiritual. You go to Eagle Mountain International Church, okay? So this is what we're going to pray about. We're going to lift up three things. We're going to lift up Pastor George and Terry. We're going to lift up the mandate on this ministry, and then we're going to lift up the call of God on your life, okay? But we're going to start first by praying. The Bible says, first of all, pray for those who are in what? Authority, so that you may live a quiet and peaceable life, and so it'll go well with you. So that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we love you today. Thank you for the honor to be asked to speak. Father, at Eagle Mountain International Church and here at this prayer meeting this morning. Father, thank you for Sister Iva and Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. Thank you for Brother and Sister Copeland. Thank you for Eagle Mountain International Church. Oh, ha, zebre, vondo, brakande, de nomando, ribe, de desto. Lord, we lift them up. We lift them up. We lift them up, Father. We lift them up. We lift them up, Father. We hold them up. Lord, we lift up the plan and the purpose of God for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Hallelujah. Mangro bambaste gede borembe de sikada base. More. Make de dosa braga de stose. Ze. More doors. More nations. Mange de sekede badene de dogo sabraka. De socorebe shike ke de dosa sa seke. Shogorebe ke de se so gorababasha. Ze go dodo sheke. So we're pointing our faith right now for more doors, for more nations, for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, all right? Mande do sabraka. Destiny doors. Wide effectual doors. Ha, the days. So, rababasike de basoko rababasheke te de so. Manje ke bora pa 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 reke de de yasa. Lord, I lift up Brazil. Manzo breke de so gorebe jege de so to do shaka. Eh, Father, I lift up that arm of the ministry. Menge de bosa braka de dragote de sa gadande gede. Clarity, 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 clarity. South America, asike de bosa gede de yara de gay. Yeah, Bogota, Bogota. Mekadia Bapa Casagede in Venezuela. Azizize Yoto Doshe Keke Gede Saza South America. South America. South America. South America. Soprocote Dose de Sita de Sheke See that Jesus is Lord in South America, from Colombia to Chile to Venezuela to Brazil to Argentina. Father, all of South America. Oh, Rababa Shekede de Bede de Gode de Bamba de Gede. Mondo Rababa Kasekede de Yarababa Baba Gododo Gode de Gayo de Dodo Mama Megede de Yana Mama Mama Naide. O de Bogodo de Gede de Yadaga de Gododo de Gede de Yadaga Nana Nana Yadodo de Gorobaga de Day. Ede Gododo de Godababa Bagide de Gododo Bo Bo Ah. Lord, I lift up the Spanish ministry of Eagle Mountain International Church. Ha, so rembe sheke, sondo de sheke, songo do shaka, ekaravaka, ekete the infrastructure, masa prakasi, so popo geshi, ede partners, ministry partners, partners, come. Oh, zebrekete te se de shete de da 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 ha 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 ha. Oh, ha, a harvest of souls. A harvest of souls in South America. A harvest of souls in the Spanish community. A harvest of souls. A harvest of souls for Eagle Mountain International Church. A harvest of souls. A harvest of souls. A harvest of souls. Oh, Ramamange de de Roborababa. Lord, I lift up Pastor Terry. Ha, 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 oh, manda raba de do rebe de ve so bracadara. Manjo do rebe de ge so banda shike. Eso rombo sheke de asada. And Pastor George, Lord, all the pastoral staff. Ehezo do she de so do. Help. Send help. Help. Help, Holy Ghost, the helper. You're the helper, the help of the Holy One. No, makate. No, mama. Hey, say, strength to say it. She'll say it the way she sees it, and she'll set it the way it should be. She'll say it the way she sees it, and she shall set it. She'll set it exactly the way it shall be. Yeah. My kada baba rebeke de bokora baba basa koda. So dodo baba bagada baba basi. Yeah, Lord, bring more pastors around Pastor George and Terry. More pastors, Lord. All of those pastors, and evangelists, pastors and apostles. Pastors and teachers. Oh, harabababa ke de de so zo zo ze ze zi da da sta sa. Oh, supernatural relationships. Oh, rambage ne mando dodoga rabamba de ke de supernatural supply. The supply of the spirit. That supernatural. Yeah, se bede dengora mandari gede de duda dama. Ninguda da bande gede de vare gede de yanda de day. O samba ka cheke de asaka. Ah, zozo borovo goraba. Yeah, the base. We lift the base. the base. We lift up the base of this place. We lift up the base, the base, the base, the base, the base, apakasite, nokodamasike, even in the city, even in the city, even in the city now. Oh, speak loud, speak loud, speak, 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 speak. Ha, zono no manene. Oh, zabragede, rambabregede, do good, da baba bagada. Oh, lola la begede de veria paparia paparia fitikede de burrivide gide de bede de arababa. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ze de 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 da 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 da. New nations, new nations, new nations. New nations, new nations, new nations. New nations, new, 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 new. New, new things, more, 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 more. Just like the Bible school. Ha, 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 ha. Yep, yep, yep. Masikili, masikili, masikili. Masikili apalaka sukulopo asatia. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yeah, Lord. Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Oh my giddy dividi de banana do rabari gede do go so baba bashike. Opa nana apa linken tia lituyosa. Misuture sapaniche iso door apai. Esi bili van door isapane ninja itcha door. It's a nanana asike. It's a new door. It's a new door. Father, I thank you for the new door to more. More, 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 more. More utterance, more favor, more influence, more souls. Ha. Kora bara gede de vide de bara de gede de bora baba go da 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 zi gede de si 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 si. Give them eyes to see, eyes to see, eyes to see and to know, to see and to know, to see and to know. Ambara baba bagura baba sora baba gara baba so serive de gede de guna mande de ge so so kora baba sobra kata bareve ke de bede de gede de sora baba she zo 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 oh la baden da 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 laborers laborers laborers. Send more laborers, send laborers, send laborers to this place. Send laborers to Eagle Mountain International Church. Send laborers to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Send laborers, 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 more laborers, 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 laborers into the harvest field. Send laborers, 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 laborers. Father, you said to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. We're asking for laborers, Lord. Send more laborers. Laborers, 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 ha, 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 ha. Yeah, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sobraka ninike. Sobrande de. You know, if you start to pray for laborers, guess what you become? You become a laborer. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, rambaba gedede. Oh, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Lord, we're still praying for Pastor George and Terry. We're still praying for Brother and Sister Copeland. We're still praying for this ministry, and we're still praying for laborers, but now we're going to pray for you. What's your part in that plan? The greater plan. The greater plan. Where do I fit? What's my part? What's my assignment? What do I do at this season? What's required of me? And there is God wants something from you. And you know all he really wants? He just wants you. He just wants your yes. So this is what we're going to do while we start out this part. I want us to consecrate to the call of God. Whatever your part is, whatever your place is, personally or corporately, at this church, at this ministry, in your life, at home, your personal purpose and calling, we're going to consecrate to that this morning. Because when you lose your life, that's when you find it. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we come right now. We come to you. We come to you. We yield to you. We give our lives to you afresh and anew today. Not for what we want. Not for what we will. Now, I just want you to start talking, not just only in your own heart, but out loud. I'll talk loud enough. I promise not everybody will be able to hear you. But just talk that. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'll do that. What you've been telling me to do, I'll do it. What you've been saying for me to let go of, I let go of it. Where you've been telling me to go, I'll go. Where you want me to serve, I'll serve. Lord, your will be done. Your kingdom come in my life, in the earth, as it already is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in our lives, Lord, as it already is in heaven. That we wouldn't live our lives only unto and for ourselves, Lord, but we would connect ourselves to the greater call, the greater purpose, and the greater plan for the kingdom of God. Say this with me. Say, Lord, I surrender my will to your will. I surrender my way to your way. I surrender my plan to the plans that you have for me. I say yes, Lord. We say yes. We say yes. We just say yes. All you want is our yes. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. 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 Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord. We will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to us, you will hear us say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Stephanie, come up here. Hallelujah. Sobarava kasheke. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For this appointed time today, appointed time to receive pointed words from the Father, words from heaven that bring about direction and putting our feet in the path. We thank you, Lord, for this gift today in Melissa. Lord, the gifting, the calling that you've put in her and brought her here before us today. And I just want to tell you, as you were ministering, the Lord spoke two things to me about you. He said, tell her that she's a purveyor of freedom and a purveyor of truth. And now he's given you some keys, but he's got more keys for you. There are more keys that he has for you that he's given to you. I just have to put my hand in. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Just do it. Just do it. And we believe we receive for her every plan, every purpose. Lord, every word for her. Every distributions of anointings for her, for her life, for her plan, submitted unto you. Yes, voice, the voice of the Lord to extend life and light to those who would hear. Recycling lives. Oh, bresikade, bringing freedom. Not just on the road, on a mission, on a trip, on a ministry. Lord, everywhere she sets her feet. E prese credemo oritan damasi tende be vi costa hiti pretenda vai evocate signs and signs and wonders every sacore in miracles ti voice in te. Yeah, miracles in your voice. Miracles in your voice as you open your mouth and you speak the words, miracles flow forth. Miracles to set things right. Miracles that set things right. Right in the body. Right in the mind. Right in the soul. Right. Yes, it's a rescue mission. Yes, so enter in to the ascension place. Enter into the ascension place, the place to go higher. And you're not going to go higher by yourself. No, you're going to go higher and you're going to bring others along with you, and in the high place they find the will of God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just give you praise today. We give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray for a few minutes over her ministry. Secrets now. Secrets that he will reveal to you. To the pressing. And you're going to press into things that others won't touch. You're going to press into things that others don't have. They don't have it. You're going to press in because you're brave and you're strong and you trust in the Lord. And it's those things that are going to help you along the way, that are going to keep you along the path. And you'll never step to the right, and you'll never step to the left, but you'll stay right in the center of his will. Risala kole itolaina maid. Ishkeya hoshota itantumo. Me tafishte indi. Ekresala foristin di min tandebo. Ibrehisika ondantebe osori kai di bosha. And yes, obedience in the pathway. Obedience keeps you on the road. Obori kai di beshe. Ah, yeah, hearing the voice and following. That's what you're known for, hearing the voice and following. That's your claim. That's your claim to hear him and follow him. Ah, yes. Now, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over Melissa today. Father, we surround her with faith and with love. We surround her with the blood of Jesus, Lord, that she is protected everywhere she goes. The angelic hosts follow her. They are her rear guard. They go out ahead and make the way, Lord. She'll never stumble. She'll never fall, Lord. But you're right there along with her, alongside her, right around her. Korisika taitolo tentime. Yes, Lord. Extend it, Lord. Extend it. Extend it, Father. Stretch it, Lord. Extend her path. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise today. We give you honor today. We give you all the glory today. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we do. We say for ourselves, we say yes. We say yes today for those things you've called us to do, those things you've set for us to do. You've set in our pathway things to do. Things that must be spoken, things that must be prayed, ministries that must be birthed, rekatakisita, all on the inside, Father. And so as we turn inward and we turn to you and we discipline ourselves, you know it takes discipline in ourselves. And she talked about that, disciplining ourselves to follow you, to follow this word. Lord, we thank you that you come today to shake up. Yes. Shake us up, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Did you have anything else? Do you have anything? Okay, well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for coming and being here today. Now, at 11 o'clock, we'll have healing school in here. So if you're here for that, then we invite you to stay. You can stay in here and take a little break, rest in between meetings. But isn't this a wonderful day today?
Yeah. Love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.